Babs, what's the matter? Did something scare you?
Chucky's dad, sir. You're looking well. I see your hair has grown back. Can I play with Chucky's toys?
Sure, Angelica. They're in the,
Hi, Charles. Here's his diaper bag and his toys and his extra bottles.
Oh, great. Well,
and his storybooks and his naptime tapes and his chews.
Good. I think...
And his animal crackers and his teething ring and his...
Dee Dee! I'm sure we have everything Tommy will ever need.
One little thing... We had a little trauma last night. Tommy's going through his water rejection stage.
Oh, yeah, I went through the same thing with Chucky. And if there's one thing I know, it's how to get a kid to take a bath.
But Charles...
Trust me, Dee Dee. I'm an expert.
It's bad, Chucky. Real bad.
What?
What's bad? Yesterday, when I took my bath, I think I almost got... sucked out the drain.
To be just like you. I used to think I could get sucked down the drain. And then one day I heard a voice. A voice that told me the truth.
What was it, Chucky?
Come, come and hear.
The water is your friend, the tub is your pal. You can't get sucked down the drain. The water is your friend, the tub is your pal. You can't get sucked down the drain.
Would anybody want to listen to a dumb old song like that?
It's not dumb, Angelica. It's true. You can't never go down the drain.
Ha! That's just what they tell you. But you know what? They're fibbing. Of course you can go down the drain.
You can?
Sure. In fact, I heard about a kid who lived just a couple of streets away from here. He was a happy kid. Always ate his vegetables. Always did what his mom told him. Never thought twice about going down the drain. Until one night, when he was taking his bath. He tried and tried, but couldn't stop it. It pulled him, and it pulled him, and the next thing they knew... He was gone! So don't let him tell you, you can't get sucked down the drain. Cause you can. Big time. Suckers. They bought it.
What do you think now, Chucky? Is the song true? Or is Angelica true? Chucky? Chucky?
Now, let's see. Oh, look. It's the Bath Time Puppet Friends.
Hello, Mr. Dirt.
Hello, Mr. Water.
What are we gonna do, Tommy?
I'm thinking.
Well, hurry!
I got it!
But your dad's gonna give us a bath tonight, right?
Right.
And we don't want to get sucked down the drain, right?
Right.
So all we gotta do is plug up the drain. But Tommy, how are we gonna do that?
Got any Play-Doh?
Hey, Mr. Dirt. Let me introduce you to my friend, Mr. Soap.
Why, thank you, Mr. Water. Any friend of yours is a friend of mine.
Hand me the stuff. Careful, Tommy. This stuff is tricky. You never know what it's gonna do. Don't worry.
Plugged up for good.
There's only one way to find out.
Ah!
not too bad. Of course, this is a house call, so it's gonna cost you.
A house call? You're a plumber. What do you make except house calls?
Hiya, babies. Nice try with the Play-Doh. Too bad it didn't work.
Yeah. After we take our baths tonight, we'll be gone forever.
Too bad you can't take baths in sand instead of water, don't you think?
Yeah.
And the neat thing about sand is it can fit just about anywhere.
Yeah.
And sand is so easy to move. You just put it in your bucket and away it goes.
Hey, Chucky, I got it!
Yeah, me too!
Gee, I hope this wasn't too much trouble.
No trouble at all.
Mr. Water, Mr. Dirt, where are you?
The coast is clear. Come on. There, now there's no way we could go down the drain.
Yeah, this sure was a great idea. How'd we think of it anyway?
Ah, here you guys are. I want you to meet Mr.
Gee, thanks!
Thanks for coming back at such short notice.
No, thank you.
Isn't this a great jacuzzi, Cynthia? Want me to turn the bubbles on? Okay.
There it is, Chucky. After tonight, we'll be gone.
What's wrong, babies? Giving up already?
We tried everything, Angelica. We Play-Doh'd it up. We sanded it up. It's no use unless you have an idea.
Nope, you're goners. Oh, boy, Cynthia, this is great. Those little babies really think you can get sucked down the drain. Pretty funny, huh, Cynthia? Cynthia?
Boy, Angelica sure is upset. Don't worry about Angelica. She's a big kid. She won't care about some dumb old doll.
Here you go, little girl.
It's true! It's true! You can't get sucked down the drain!
Oh, boys! It's bath time! Say,
Chucky, Tommy, come back! It's us! Me!
Boy, this is worse than I thought.
You see, you guys, the water's not scary. The water is your friend. Well, actually, it's just a random collection of molecules that are compressed in the... Oh, no, who could that be? Now, you two stay right here. Don't move. I'll be right back. Hello? Oh, hi, Drew. No, don't feel bad. Come on in, Dee Dee. Door's open. Well, do you know how kids are?
Yeah, well, Angelica, so far, so good, Tommy.
I know.
Now, if we should just get out of this bath before my dad pulls that plug. Tommy, what are you doing?
I'm going down there, Chucky.
Why? You don't have to go down there. The drain's all plugged up. The bath's almost over.
Sure, Chucky. This bath's almost over. But what about tomorrow's bath and the bath after that? Am I going to be afraid forever?
Works for me.
I got to know, Chucky, once and for all, can you get sucked down that drain or not?
Oh, no. I can't watch.
Look, Dee Dee, about this bath thing, I...
Charles, you did it!
I did?
You cured Tommy of his water phobia.
Well, hey, I guess I did, didn't I?
You are an expert at getting a kid to take a bath.
Like, gee, thanks!
they run it around for, Tommy?
How come they dressed us up in these funny clothes?
That's what they do when they're getting married.
Getting married?
Yeah, that's when they dress you up real nice and they give you a big cake.
A big cake?
Yeah, a real big cake.
Ooh, I think I'm starting to like this idea, Tommy. Come on, let's go get married.
You babies are so dumb. You're not getting married.
We're not?
No. The Bright and Gloom are getting married. You're just gonna watch. Jeez.
Oh. Tommy, what's a gloom?
I think that might be a gloom.
What? Where?
Oh, Tommy, that's just your Uncle Ben.
Yeah, I know. But I think he might be a gloom, too.
I don't know, Mr. Pickles.
Ben, I'm your brother-in-law. Would you quit calling me Mr. Pickles?
Okay, Mr. Pickles. Mm. The thing is, I don't think I can go through with this.
Ah, Ben, don't think of it as losing your freedom. Think of it as gaining a whole bunch of awesome responsibilities.
Hey, how do you feel, pal? Nervous?
He's petrified.
Listen, I want to thank you again for letting Angelica be our flower girl. She's just adorable.
Hey, you're my little brother's wife's half-brother. In my book, that makes you family. I mean, not close family, of course. I mean, not the kind you lend money to, but...
Hurry up, everybody. We're going to be late.
Chucky, this is it. Cake, here we come.
Oh, golly. I still can't believe Dee Dee's baby brother is getting married. Well, it seems like only yesterday he was running around in short pants, screaming.
That was only yesterday, Chaz. Remember the bachelor party?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'm making a mistake. I mean, marriage is a lifetime commitment.
One second, Ben. Jonathan, listen, if McElroy calls, I'm in a meeting with Yamaguchi. If Yamaguchi calls, I'm in a meeting with McElroy. Got it?
Don't worry, Ben. Tax-wise, you're doing the right thing.
Gee, Tommy, there sure are a lot of people here looking for cake.
There must be 10 weddings going on here.
It's all so beautiful.
Listen, Jonathan, I think I can stall McElroy, but Yamaguchi's another story. Hold on.
Pardon me. Do you have fax facilities here?
Mommy, do I look beautiful?
Of course you look beautiful, sweetie.
No, Jonathan, I was talking to my daughter. I'm sure you look nice, too.
I don't see any cake, Tommy. All these people must be here for something, Chucky. Chucky, look!
Gonna be eating it. Hey, where's it going?
Jonathan, I really have to go now. I'm at a friend's merger. I mean, wedding.
I can't believe it, Tommy. We were that close.
Don't worry. They'll bring it back any minute now.
Now, let me get this straight. All I gotta do is throw these flowers around and then everybody looks at me and says how beautiful I am?
That's right, little girl.
Okay, I can do that. I can do that real, real good. And don't call me little girl.
Get a hold of yourself, Charles. It's just a wedding.
Summer.
Look at me.
Oh, Jonathan, you should see her. She's just like a little angel. Oh.
Now, about those contracts, Jonathan.
They can't find a bride.
Ladies and gentlemen, there will be a slight delay due to technical difficulties.
What's going on? Where's Elaine? Elaine? Elaine?
Now, where's the cake, Tommy? We could be waiting here forever.
You're right, Chucky. I think it could be forever if we wait.
If we could go find the cake ourselves.
But, Tommy, we can't. Wait a minute. I know what's gonna happen. The same thing that always happens when you want to do something crazy and I know it's a bad idea. First you say we gotta do it.
Yep.
And then I say we can and you tell me a whole bunch of crazy reasons for why we gotta and then I still say no.
Yep.
And then in the end you trick me into doing it anyway.
Yep.
So why don't we just skip it this time and I'll just give it a go.
So there's no bride. The wedding isn't a total loss. Angelica looked beautiful.
Moshi moshi Yamaguchi-san desu ka?
Describe her. Well, how can I possibly describe Elaine? She's like a ray of sunshine penetrating the shadows of a life that, unbeknownst to itself, had been lived in total darkness until the day we met.
Yeah, but what color is her hair?
Her hair? I don't know. Brown? No, I think maybe it's more blonde. Or is it red?
Maybe we should go back.
We can't give up now, Chucky. That cake's gotta be around here somewhere.
But if it's not, Tommy, what if they're back there eating it right now?
Chucky, look!
Wow! It's even bigger than I remember. I don't know if we should go in there, Tommy.
Elaine? Elaine! Oops, sorry. Elaine? Oh, I don't know what could have happened. Where could she have gone?
She probably got cold feet. Dee Dee disappeared for 3 days before our wedding.
Stu! Charlotte, where are the kids?
Relax, Dee Dee. They're right here.
Well, they were right here.
Stu!
What's going on, Tommy? These people are acting crazy.
I don't know. I don't see any cake.
Let's get out of here.
Come on, through here.
Don't worry, Dee. They gotta be around here somewhere.
Oh, let's try in here. They're in here, Stu.
Look, Dee Dee. I caught the bouquet.
He's already married. Come on.
It is therefore a beautiful thing that you, Willow, and you, Elvis, have, spiritually speaking, agreed to dine as one. Together may you partake of the Feast of Life, as we who are gathered here partake of this feast of 13-grain granola. And be one. Feel the power come.
There's no cake here, Tommy.
Love.
You're right, Chucky. I'm sorry. I never should have brought you here. Who knows where that cake is now? It could be a million zillion miles away.
It's okay, Tommy. The cake's not everything. What's happening?
Tommy, let it go.
What are you two doing here?
Who's she?
I don't know, Chucky. She looks so sad.
Did you guys run away too? Well, I bet you didn't do it for the same reason I did. Oh, it's not that I don't love Ben. It's just that, well, getting married is so final. I just wish Ben weren't so sure of everything all the time. Isn't he ever scared? Doesn't he ever have doubts?
Elaine! Elaine! Elaine, are you all right? I've been looking everywhere for you.
I'm fine. I was just scared, I guess.
Scared? Why, Elaine, there's nothing to be... Actually, Elaine, I'm scared, too. I've never been more scared of anything in my life, but... Gosh, Elaine, I love you.
Oh, Ben, I love you, too.
Tom!
Tommy, Chucky, what are you doing here? Did you guys find my bride for me?
Jonathan, about those contracts.
What? What do you mean you don't have the paperwork? It was supposed to be done a week ago. I'll have your job for this, Jonathan. I always
do. You're so sweet, Tommy.
You are my
I was freaking get married every day.
Stop.